Boy, Fred, old pal, this is one contest where we haven't made.
Yeah, buddy, old buddy. I mean, who knows more about politicking than me?
No one, Fred.
Besides, who has a more beautiful baby than me?
No one, Fred. Than you?
Now, with you as Pebble's campaign manager.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold it. Hold everything. I thought you was going to be Bam Bam's campaign manager.
Bam Bam? What are you talking about? He's a boy.
I am aware of that, Fred, but he also happens to be a baby. Also the strongest, smartest...
Barney, are you going to sit there and compare Bam Bam to Pebbles?
Not on your life. That would be silly.
That's better.
Bam Bam is definitely the most beautiful baby in bedrock.
Let me get this straight, Barney. You are going to campaign against me?
Why, are you running for the most beautiful baby, too?
For the drive-in movie.
I'll be right with you, Fred. I'm just tucking Pebbles in for the babysitter.
Well, snap it up.
I'm hurrying as fast as I can, Fred.
Oh, women. They're never ready on time. She knows I hate to come in the middle of a movie. No, Dino, you can't come with us. This is an adult movie, and they don't allow pets. I said no. Wilma, will you please step on it?
Coming, Fred. I just gotta get my purse.
We gotta pick up the rubbles, too, you know.
I know. Oh, let me see if I got everything. Oh, dear, I better bring a blanket to keep warm.
I'd hate to have to depend on her to deliver me some serum in a snowstorm.
All right, dear, I'm ready.
I don't believe it.
Oops, I forgot my lipstick.
Well, I did it. I'm going, Wilma.
Take it easy, Fred. I'm all set now. Let's go. Well, Fred, let's go. What are you waiting for? Fred, what are you doing? What's wrong, Fred?
I forgot my car key.
Well, we're almost there.
You know, I can see the sign from here. It says, Bedrock Theater, now playing Rocchio and Julietta by William Shakespeare.
I hear it swell. You cry all the way through the picture.
Stop me if I'm wrong, Barney, but didn't we start out to do something different tonight besides going to a movie?
Yeah, how did we let ourselves get talked into this culture stuff, huh?
We compromised, remember?
Yeah, we two wanted to go to this movie. You two wanted to go bowling.
But we're at the movie. Where's the compromise?
Instead of going alone and being mad at you, we let you take us and we're happy.
Oh, I see.
Shh, Fred, the picture's starting.
It says, Sophia Rucca Brigida and Marcello Pebliani in Rocchio and Julietta. All I can say is this better be funny.
Oh, Barney.
We knew they weren't college professors when we married them, right?
Right, Gil. Oh, Rocchio.
Here you go, Fred. Do you want a little mustard on your brown or footer?
Thanks, Barney.
Shh, quiet, you two.
What's in a name? A rose by any other name would smell as sweet.
Oh, sweet. That reminds me. I'm going to get some Rocky chocolate bars.
And get some popcorn while you're at it.
Beat it, you fool son of a Monte Granite. Who needs you, Captain Red, your fingers for us?
Come home, son.
No, Rocchio.
Farewell, Julietta.
Oh, how sad.
I love to cry at movies.
Me too.
How about some cactus juice, Fred?
Thanks, Barn.
That's it, Charlie. Henceforth, my house is at war with your house.
It's a deal, Finger Swaddles.
Take that, and that, and that.
Take that, get back, and that.
I do hope the movie isn't disturbing your eating, Professors.
No, we're just killing time until the funny part.
Did you say Professors?
I have to admit it, though, that movie really got to me.
Yeah, me too. Italian movies always do.
They make you think, don't they?
No, they make me hungry. Spaghetti-roni, Fred?
Pizza-roni, Bonnie?
I just love Pepperocca pizza.
Here, Barney, you take the bigger piece.
Oh, no thanks, pal. You take it.
Betty, you sure you won't have some?
No thanks, Fred. I'm on a diet.
How about you, Wilma?
Same here, Barney. Do you mind if we watch?
Not at all. You see, classic or not, that story just wasn't believable.
What wasn't believable? You've never heard of two families feuding?
Look. Wilma, the kids were in love. They were neighbors for years, and all of a sudden, pow, they're enemies, and they're fighting. Oh, come on.
Yeah, grown people just don't act that way. You're right, buddy boy, my friend and good neighbor.
Right, sweet old pal of mine. You are so right.
Have a good day, boys.
And don't forget, Wilma, we have a water buffalo lodge meeting. We'll be a little late for dinner.
We won't forget. Bye.
Oh, Wilma, look! Look at my strong son. Isn't he cute?
About that movie. Nothing could ever break up our friendship.
That's true, Wilma.
Say, Betty, let's have a progressive dinner tonight.
Oh, that'd be fun. Half at your house and half at mine.
Right.
We'll do it together.
Go, go, Buffalo! Go, go, Buffalo! Moo team! Moo team!
Quiet! Quiet! Exalted brothers of the Royal Lodge of the Water Buffalo, quiet! As you know, each year we have a special family event to which we all look forward. The floor is now open for suggestions for this year's event.
A picnic with sack races and stuff?
Are you kidding? Being tied up in a sack with your wife may be a special event, but it sure isn't a picnic.
Oh, that Joe Rockhead's a riot.
How about a beauty contest for our wives?
I got a better idea. How about World War III?
Yeah, don't you remember what happened last year?
Look, fellas, let's have one contest where there can't be any hurt feelings. Let's sponsor a beautiful baby contest. Everyone loves babies, right?
Right, sure.
That's a great idea.
I second that. Leave it to you to come up with a winner, Fred.
Between us, we can't lose.
All in favor of Brother Flintstone's suggestion, signify by saying...
Aye! Aye!
Boy, Fred, old pal, this is one contest where we haven't made...
Yeah, buddy, old buddy. I mean, who knows more about politicking than me?
No one, Fred.
Besides, who has a more beautiful baby than me?
No one, Fred. And you?
Now, when you was Pebble's campaign manager...
Hey, wait a minute. Hold it. Hold everything. I thought you was going to be Bam Bam's campaign manager.
Bam Bam? What are you talking about? He's a boy.
I am aware of that, Fred, but he also happens to be a baby. Also the strongest, smartest...
Barney, are you going to sit there and compare Bam Bam to Pebbles?
Not on your life. That would be silly.
That's better.
Bam Bam is definitely the most beautiful baby in bedrock.
Let me get this straight, Barney. You are going to campaign against me?
Why, are you running for the most beautiful baby, too?
Out of this car! Out!
I'm outing, I'm outing, I'm outing!
If you had one more brain in that head of yours, it could play solitaire!
If you lost 25 pounds, you'd still have the fattest head in town!
Gee, we've made a pretty table, Betty. Your candles, my tablecloth, your silver, my china.
Just goes to show that two cupboards are better than one.
As far as I'm concerned, you sawed-off half-pipe, you can go jump in the ocean.
It's Fred. I wonder who he's talking to.
I'd tell you to do the same, Fatso, but you'd cause a tidal wave.
Does that answer your question, Betty?
It's Barney.
My five iron, I believe, you moocher.
Barney!
Moocher, huh? Well, where's my electric razor that you trimmed your rose bushes with, you nitwit?
Fred!
What's this all about?
Well, Mr. Fatso here doesn't think our Bam Bam is good enough to be in the large baby contest.
What?
I never said that. I merely said that he wasn't as good looking as Pebbles.
Well, of course. Anyone can see that.
I resent that.
Oh, come on, Betty. You have eyes in your head.
And they're just beginning to be opened, Wilma.
I'm getting my electric razor.
I'm getting my tennis balls.
You don't think Bam Bam can compete with your Pebbles, huh?
Not unless the judges are blindfolded.
That does it. I'm getting my silver.
And I'm taking back my hors d'oeuvres.
My poker chip.
My reading lamp.
My new mop.
How'd I get into this?
My vacuum cleaner.
Ouch. My nose.
My baking dish.
My recipe book.
My sewing machine?
My 6A.
I only borrowed 5.
6?
5.
My child?
Take him and good riddance.
Goodbye.
Papa, Coco, Papa, Coco.
No, Pebbles, you can't play with Bam Bam today. Or any day.
Listen, Wilma.
Fred.
I know what you're gonna say, Wilma, and you're right.
It is pretty silly to lose our best friends over a baby contest.
There's no reason why both babies can't enter. We got mad over nothing. I'll go over there and vote for Bedrock's most beautiful baby, Bam Bam Rubble. I'll go over there and punch him right in the nose.
Good afternoon, madam. My lodge is sponsoring a baby contest, and I'd like you to vote for this baby.
He's working my side of the street. I'll fix him. Who can play at this game?
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Come in. 2, 3.
Pardon me.
4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Tough work, Fred. Now let a master salesman show you how it's done.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, madam. My lodge is sponsoring a baby contest, and I'd like you to...
Did you say baby?
Yeah, that's right.
Mister, that's the wrong word to use around here. Hold on. Go get him. Yikes.
Go find your old bathtub.
some master salesman. Why don't you quit?
No, but I think I'll try downtown for a while.
Well, I might as well go home to lunch.
Yes? What can we do?
For you.
All Arch is having a baby contest.
And this is the baby to vote for.
If you need glasses, which you guys obviously don't. Now, this little beauty
can't even compare to this guy, right?
I'll vote for him.
You're nuts. She's the beauty.
She's cute, but he's cuter.
No, he isn't. She is.
No, he is.
She is.
He is.
Hey, just what makes you so smart?
And just what makes you so dumb?
Hey, wait a minute.
We don't like your attitude.
Now drink this and you'll feel better.
Boy, that door-to-door campaigning is rough.
Barney, I've been thinking.
Yeah, I know, me too. Look at Bam Bam.
Bam Bam is miserable without Pebbles, and, well, frankly, I miss Wilma, too.
Yeah, we're acting like kids. I'm going right over and tell Fred that we're taking a little picket fence and making it into a big stone wall. Hey, where did that come from?
Who needs your rubble, you Finkasaurus?
Oh, that does it, Flintstone. This means war. If it takes every cent I've got, I'm going to see that Bam Bam wins the contest just to spite you.
The heck with the budget. No rubble is going to win out over Flintstone.
Get your ballots right here. Cast your vote for the most beautiful baby in bedrock. Vote for Bam Bam and get your free ice cream here.
Why, that sneaky low-down sneak.
Get your free ice cream here. Just one more vote to it.
Rubble, you can't do that.
What's the matter, Fred?
It's illegal to buy votes.
It's a free country.
I'm warning you.
Look, I'm scared. I'm scared.
I'll have you on the board of large uncampaign like investigating committee for this.
Oh, it seems funny going places without Fred and Wilma.
Well, if you ask me, it's like having a tooth pulled. You never know how much trouble it is until it's gone. Oh, boy, was that Fred mad today. I really sneaked one in on him.
What's that?
What's what?
That!
The most beautiful baby in bedrock invites you to have a free dinner, fun and games for a treat, all the food you can eat. Come and vote for the surefire winner, Pebbles Flintstone. Why, that fat thief, he outsneaked me.
The ribs will be done in a jiffy, Fred. You can serve the bronto furters.
Okay, Wilma, I bet this will get out the vote. Come and get it. Get them while they're hot. All you can eat. Boy, I never knew there were this many people in the whole neighborhood.
I never knew there were this many people in the whole country.
Have a good time, folks, and don't forget to sign the ballots on the way out.
Gee, look at all those people.
You mean look at all those votes for Flintstone.
Barney, this contest isn't between you and Fred.
It is now, and I think I know how to fix him.
The free food's a big success. They're still coming. Wilma, serve us for 10, please.
Okay, Fred, in a second.
That means 10 more votes. I have got it made. You enjoyed it, friend. Ballots are on the table out front. I'm glad you could come.
Great barbecue, pal. It'll be a pleasure to vote for your son.
Well, thank you. Thank you, son.
Look, hey, we saw that sign out front. Free barbecue dinners aren't easy to come by.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Rubble.
Rubble? Son?
Huh? Great barbecue.
campaign rally for Bam Bam Rubble free barbecue dinner.
Best free dinner I've had today.
Glad you liked it. Cast your vote for Bam Bam right here. Thank you, sir. It was a pleasure to serve you, sir. Next voter, step right up and sign in, please. Uh-oh. Well, now, Fred, there's no need to get physical about this thing. Ouch! All fair in politics and war, Fred. Remember your blood pressure, Fred. And remember your cholesterol count. Remember the Alamo.
Remember me.
Me and my big mouth.
Quit hiding! Put up your dukes and fight!
You bet I will, Flintstone, but where are you?
Fred! Barney!
Something terrible has happened!
What?
Pebbles and Bam Bam have disappeared.
We looked everywhere.
But I saw Pebbles just a few minutes ago. They couldn't.
Oh, maybe they were kidnapped.
Oh!
Well, they can't be far. I'll get the car.
Fred?
Yeah, Barn?
We'll find them together.
Right, pal. Let's go.
It's no use. We'd better call the police.
Wait. What's over there?
That's them.
Goodness, they're safe.
Why, those two little tanks, they were running away.
Can you blame them with all the fighting and bickering that's been going on? Pebbles!
Bam Bam, darling! Poor children expecting their parents to act like adults.
Kids are really something, huh, Fred?
Yeah. Growing up is a tough business, all right. Especially at our age. Barney, I've made a decision. I'm taking Pebbles out of the contest.
You what?
Starting today, I am acting as Bam Bam's campaign manager.
Betty, will you come here a minute?
Coming, Wilma.
But, Fred, I decided to take Bam Bam out of the contest.
Can't let you do that, Barney. I was in the wrong, and I want to make it up to you.
But, Fred, Pebbles is beautiful, and she should stay in.
No, Barney, your Bam Bam is a winner if ever I saw one.
I say Pebbles should be in.
I insist, Barney, Bam Bam is in. Oh, in. Oh, in. Oh, in. Oh, in.
Right this way, Doctor.
Doctor?
Relax, fellas. Looks like both babies are out.
Huh? What's the matter?
Come here.
Nothing serious. It's just our old friend, the measles.
The measles? If your kid wasn't feeling well, old buddy, why did you let him play with my kid?
Well, how did I know she gave him the measles?
Gave him the measles? Obviously, he gave him to her.
He did not.
He did too.
Did not.
Did too.
Did not.
Fellas, come here and take a look.
Quarantine?
Yes, until further notice. Good day, gentlemen.
Well, we're all in this together, so let's try to get along, shall we?
Well, might as well get the cards, buddy?
Coming right up, old pal. One deck of cards. I have an idea it's going to be a long game, Barney boy. You deal, dear buddy.
I'm dealing, I'm dealing.
I'm opening.
Remember, a pair of Jackasauruses or better.
Ha, 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 ha